We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
Hey guys, your intro to your segments really sucked. Childish, unprofessional, a lot of yelling and screaming. How about growing up, huh?
Howard Simon.
Yeah.
Jeremy White.
Whee!
On WGR.
High five and slapping butts.
Sports Radio 550.
It's raining today, but I got no beef with the rain. You know, when it's nice out for a couple days, rain, welcome. Saves everybody on, you know, watering plants and stuff, water bills.
We're getting into the third week in June, and we should be happy when it's nice for a couple of days.
It's the last 2 days
You're
are beautiful.
Settling.
If I go three beautiful days, one rain day. Three beautiful days, one rain day. I'm taking that.
When are we getting to three beautiful days?
We just did.
No. Beautiful? Three?
Yeah.
You sure?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We're just beautiful.
It wasn't rain there one of those days?
I played golf with the Bills on Monday. Yeah, beautiful.
We all had a bunch
Tuesday,
together.
Beautiful. Now, Wednesday.
We're still behind in the beautiful category.
Yeah, fine.
Way behind. It's going to rain all day.
Fine, I'm good with that. Except for Starry Night in the Garden. Let's have it be nice for them, our sister station.
Yeah.
And Kiss the Summer Hello.
Yeah.
And Kerfuffle.
I don't know. You're up. You'll have to tell me on all this stuff. I don't track the dates on all that.
I haven't heard about these shows coming up.
I had yard work to do today. I've got my pool is filling up. I got to pump water out of the pool. There's too much water coming down.
All right.
Don't get me off track. A couple things on Mitch Marner. I know you want to get to the Bills game too. Hey, if you're just joining us, hi. It is draft week, and we are once again discussing the Sabres, roster surgery, and basically Rasmus Ristolainen, whether they should trade him. That's the number one chip on the list.
Moving my needle back towards, I'm not expecting it.
See, it's funny. You've been going that way, and now this whole week is moving me the other way.
I'm moving towards not going to do it.
I will ask you again then, what's the next best option? What are they doing?
I don't know.
If he's still here, and I don't mean to blame everything on Rasmus Ristolainen. I don't want it to sound like that. But if you're going to make significant changes to your roster, and it does not involve a trade of Rasmus Ristolainen, what piece does? It's the seventh pick. It's the seventh pick with Mittelstadt or Reinhardt or McCabe. What piece involves significant roster change when we don't bring up the name Rasmus Ristolainen unless Bottrell's planning an offer sheet or a massive free agent contract for somebody.
How safe does Bottrell feel?
That's a really good question.
How safe does he feel?
I don't know.
What does he have to prove in year three to get a year four?
I guess I would wonder. Actually, Mike and Chris were having an interesting discussion about this the other day.
Hmm?
Would the owners go to Jason Bottrell and say, hey, it's year three. We need to at least compete for a playoff spot or you're gone. I mean, they wouldn't do that, right?
Yeah.
So I don't have an answer for you because I don't know what kind of input Bottrell's getting from ownership. I would think he's got to be feeling the heat. He's going on his second coach, and his first 2 years have been disasters.
The Sabres just tweeted, next season starts now. Welcome to the golden season.
Mm-hmm.
I just told you, maybe they don't make a jersey announcement until September. Maybe they do. Huh? I feel like I have to clarify. I'm not hearing anything from the super secret Sabres source on this. I don't think he dabbles in jersey stuff. But yeah, the golden season starts now. Kim Pegula had said at one point that the rollout will be around the draft. Mm. The draft is tomorrow, so mm-hmm. I think that led people to think the jerseys might be the special 50th anniversary jersey could be this weekend, but I don't know. I maybe don't expect that.
Mm.
Maybe they'll announce some of the stuff they're doing for their 50th season.
Have they tweeted a trade? No, they didn't tweet out that they're trading anything.
No.
Oh, okay.
You know, they might do stuff in warm-ups. They might who knows?
Mm.
You know, where are the red and blacks, not in the game, but in warm-ups? Because the NHL does a lot of that. They wear really cool jerseys salute service night.
Yeah, and then they, like, don't they auction them off?
St. Patrick's Day.
Like,
yeah, they always have these really cool jerseys that they skate around in warm-ups.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe they do stuff like that. But the 50th jersey season, or the 50th season starts now, according to the Sabres, and they tweeted that at 9:04 a.m. So, we're 6 minutes into the season.
Yay!
How do you like it?
I got to tell you, this is really going well.
Haven't lost yet?
No, they're unbeaten. That Kruger, he's a heck of a coach. I love what he's done. Yeah. I just need him to win.
Got the 50th logo. Okay.
Just need wins. What was I going to ask you? Oh, quick note on Mitch Marner, and you want to get to your Bills game. The Marner story is, again, it's really fascinating. There were two things I want to mention real quick. One is a piece in the Toronto Star. Kevin McGraw in the Toronto Star. He did a piece about what he thinks it might take to sign Marner. But he suggests that because Marner's at the top of the list of restricted free agents and have yet to sign their second deals, that everybody else is waiting to see what Marner gets. Tampa with Braden Point, Winnipeg with Patrick Laine, with Kyle Connor, name a team with an RFA. That everybody's waiting to see what Marner gets from Toronto, and that will tell them what Matthew Tkachuk, I think, is on this list, and that'll tell teams what they need to do. He is predicting in the Toronto Star article that it's a short-term deal, that the Leafs would go for, and Marner could go for, a 2 or 3 year deal, and then, because they're in a cap crunch right now, get the 2 or 3 year deal, get your whatever final money amount you come to, and then in 3 years when the cap crunch is gone and the cap has gone up, that's when Marner strikes for the really massive deal. But the Marner story is going to be, teams rumored to be looking at an offer sheet for Marner. Montreal, Islanders, Rangers, Blue Jackets are all supposedly out there being rumored ready to make an offer sheet on Mitch Marner. He says he suspects the Leafs want Marner at less than $10 million a year, would settle at $11 million a year for him.
They're going to have to match
that. On a 2 or 3 year deal.
So, all right, so here's how it happens. The Blue Jackets offer sheet Marner. Do they match it?
Yeah, I would think they would.
Now, if they match it,
yes.
I'm being a little snarky and I'm being a little honest here.
Okay.
More of an exercise to point out how ridiculous this is. Does Kyle Dubas then offer sheet a Blue Jackets player?
Well, that's one of the points they make in the article.
Do you retaliate even if the player...
In fact, would you like to know?
Yeah.
On your... Kevin lists players who would be the retaliation offer sheet.
Oh, okay, okay. So in this scenario, Kyle Dubas no longer cares about making his team good. He focuses solely on trying to punish the Blue Jackets.
Well, it is set up with the usual school of thought that a GM, if there's an offer sheet, that GM would now subject himself to retaliation slash retribution.
So in this scenario, so Dubas now offer sheet who?
Montreal, Jesperi Kotkaniemi. Eventually.
Eventually. Columbus did it.
Columbus. Liam Foudy.
When?
Whenever. I got to look when his contract is up.
With what money? And is he... Did the Leafs like this player?
That's true. Because you know what? Look, if you're matching the offer sheet for Marner, you can't offer sheet somebody else.
Of course
no
not.
Money anymore.
Do they have the picks to do it, or does nobody care about that either?
I don't know. Why are you asking me questions?
Because I need to endlessly point out how ridiculous the idea that another GM might be competitive is a detriment.
You couldn't in retribution.
Of course you couldn't.
But you wouldn't have... The Leafs wouldn't have space to do that to somebody.
The Leafs are tripping over themselves whether or not they should pay Marner $11 million, and they're going to agree to pay him $11 million, and then they're going to threaten to pay another team's player
Tampa
$11 million.
The Lightning couldn't do it. Right.
What GMs are so out of their mind to worry about this?
Hey, man, don't yell at me. I'm just the messenger.
So Montreal beat Kotkaniemi. Okay, the
Islanders.
Who is
Matthew Barzal.
Barzal, okay. So they'll match Marner.
And it's a down the road thing.
They'll match right down the road.
They'll never forget
this.
They'll
have Matthews at 11, Tavares at 11, Marner at 11, Nylander at 7, and then they will then offer Matt Barzal.
Eventually will offer sheet.
How much money?
Oh, boy.
With what cap room? And they'll be doing it to punish the Islanders?
Yeah.
In which case, the Islanders will say, I'm sorry, what? You're with what money?
Well, you know what? I think that would be actually the big part of the discussion. How would you have anything down the road to offer sheet the team that is offer sheeted your guy?
Yeah.
That's a big
part
of the
discussion. Okay, so then the Leafs do it, and the Islanders say, okay, we'll match.
Because the team...
And then the Islanders are mad at the Leafs, so then they will retaliate and
with another guy down the road?
So then they'll just endlessly be negotiating each other's contracts?
Yeah, I guess if Kasperi Kapanen's next contract, if he's still restricted, you could offer sheet him again. No, I think the problem, like you said, is if you pointed out, the teams that are susceptible to offer sheets are susceptible because of the belief that they don't have the cap room to keep everybody. So they would not be in a position to exact revenge, one or 2 years down the
road. Just apply it to your own fantasy league. If you make a trade with a guy and you beat him and he's mad about it, and the next thing he wants to do is make a trade with you just because he's mad at you, like, what GM... I'm sorry.
The other thing.
It's competitive sport, and the idea that I could get a guy off his game
Mention the Ray Shiro quote you tweeted out the other day.
Oh,
Was that not legit?
It might have been. He said...
I thought it was a made-up quote, he had to say that.
Oh, which is probably okay. Right, because otherwise...
Okay. I thought it was a legit quote.
Otherwise, it's collusion.
He
said... Ray Shiro said...
Bleep that BS.
Yeah, there's no gentleman's agreement. Bleep that bleep.
Yeah. About offer sheeting, about worried about making somebody else unhappy. Here's the real story, I think, from the Marner discussion, and he points this out in the Toronto Star story as well. It's not necessarily about Marner. I think most people believe that the Leafs will just match any offer for Mitch Marner. The real story up there is, what other moves does it force Toronto to make? Like, the other thing is Kapanen. Kapanen gets an offer sheet of, say, $4 million, they point out as an example. The Leafs are not going to pay $4 million to a third-line winger. They just don't have the money to afford an offer sheet for either him or maybe Andreas Janssen. To me, I think it's not Marner. I don't think they'd walk away. But I think it's what that does to the Leafs and who now is available. A good young player like Kasperi Kapanen could be available because they're not going to match that offer sheet.
Right. As soon as the Leafs match the Marner offer sheet, that's when the other...
You strike with the other guys.
That's the chum.
Yeah.
And right. the other Sharks should go.
Right. And that's...
Get Kapanen.
And he points that
go
out.
Go get Janssen.
He points that out in the article in the Star.
That's
I think
why
that's the big point.
If you're the Blue Jackets and you want Kapanen, you should offer sheet Marner first. And if he signs it and the Leafs match it, then you offer sheet Kapanen.
There's no limit, right? Could the same team offer sheet a second?
As long as you have the picks,
yeah.
Yes. And if it's already been matched, then your picks are back to you and you have to worry about
sure.
it.
Sure. So you could...
So you couldn't you necessarily... You couldn't necessarily do them at the same time.
No, you could take a second stab at the same team.
There are some you can do at the same time, but not all different levels of
yeah.
them. I'm going to read you a funny tweet, okay? Then we'll go to the Bills game. Sandy writes in, every season the media picks a player that a side needs to be traded, and they talk about it till it becomes aggravating, and then a slew of fans catch on, and they go with it till it's unbearable.
Okay.
This year it's Risto.
Yeah.
Last year, too. It's annoying. Twitch... I wrote back, and the answer is, every year the team starts trying to trade a player. The media reports on it. Then the player gets traded, and some people think it's the media that created it. The reason people are talking about trading Ristolainen is because the Sabres are trying to trade Ristolainen.
And the similarity to the O'Reilly story is this.
They were trying to trade Ryan O'Reilly.
At the trade deadline, the last 2 years, 2 years ago, right? It was O'Reilly last year.
And Ristolainen this year.
And Ristolainen this year.
As soon as it's out that they're trying to trade a player, people will talk about it.
Then we debate about whether it's the right move.
Right. So
it didn't come out of nowhere.
Right.
No, it didn't. It's not like the discussion began and all of a sudden reports start to emerge. Hey, you know what Bob was doing? He's trying to trade Rask.
We could sit here and say they have to trade Eichel until we're blue in the face. There's not a single report that they're trying to do it.
Yeah.
There are multiple reports that they're taking offers, shopping, whatever you want to say.
We haven't talked about Reinhardt or Mittelstadt, really.
Nope. And you're
it's
not,
because those names are not out there.
You're not seeing any reports of those names.
Not that I would trade either one of those guys. I think Rasmus is a guy I would trade before Reinhardt or Mittelstadt anyway.
You ready to play which, Bill?
Which Bill Brighton? Are you ready to play?
Let's have some fun. Our fun game is back.
So this is going to be guys that are starters or, you know, mostly starting on defense. Okay.
So which Bill? From their media guide. The Bills media guide came out. They list fun facts about a lot of their players. Favorite food. Fun fact. Pet peeves. Bucket list.
Favorite zoo animal.
Yeah, lots of different stuff. Here we go.
We can't guess Mitch Morse now.
Which Bill? I'm going to stick, by the way, with one player, so it's a little more easy to remember your Bills.
All right.
It's kind of like guess the prospect, but a different way. Which Bill makes a mean Italian pork chop? Says, it's a thing you might not know about him. He can cook a mean, he can cook a really good Italian pork chop. Bills defender.
You know, I was thinking, the first name in my head was Trey White, but it would be gumbo. It'd be Cajun food related, right? He's from Louisiana. So I'm going to go Matt Milano because he's Italian, so he makes an Italian pork chop.
I will say Star Latulale.
Both incorrect. On to your next clue. The same Bill that makes a mean Italian pork chop also says he can draw. He can draw, and his favorite snack, honey barbecue chips.
I'm trying to think of a thought process for honey barbecue chips and can draw. I have no idea. So I'm just purely, I'm purely going to guess... Shaq Lawson.
Trent Murphy.
Incorrect. His nickname is Maine.
Oh, Tremaine Edmonds.
Tremaine Edmonds. Makes me an Italian pork chop. Moving along.
This is like those trivia games in the bars where they eliminate answers and they give you clues, and by the end you only get like 4 points because the clue is obvious. Okay.
Which Bill? Which Bill learned, I'm going to give you all three here. This will be fun. Learned the most from Lorenzo Alexander, puts it on his bucket list to go skydiving, and wears the number of his draft position.
Tre'Davious White.
Correct. 27.
It definitely would not have been Shaq Lawson at that point.
Which Bill had a nickname growing up of Hook, and his favorite late night snack is salami and cream cheese. We're going to have to talk about that.
Ooh.
And as a prized possession, a 66 Mustang.
Trent Murphy.
I'll go with Jerry Hughes.
Another clue, his favorite memory was going to the playoffs in 2017 and stopping Leonard Fournette at the goal line.
Oh, Lorenzo Alexander?
Lorenzo Alexander.
Salami with cream cheese?
Next time he's on the lowdown, Murph Tasker, you got to ask about that. No. Salami and cream cheese.
I like salami.
Salami.
I like cream cheese. I've never thought of combining
it. It's all going to come down to how much cream cheese is on that.
Oh, there's no, you don't put cream cheese. Salami and eggs. Chop up some salami, put it in some scrambled eggs. Out of this world.
Which Bill, all defensive players here, goes to the batting cages for fun, lists swimming with sharks as something on his bucket list, and this is my favorite thing I found yet, takes out the trash on his Segway.
Okay, I'm going to go because he just had a charity softball game.
No.
Micah Hyde.
No.
You didn't even get through my reasoning.
I was trying to tell you no.
I will say Matt Milano.
Also no.
Okay.
The players he learned the most from do not play for the Bills. If I listed who they were, you'd get it in a heartbeat, but that means this player didn't always play for the Bills.
Mm-hmm. Jordan Poyer.
No. He lists the players he learned the most from.
Oh, it's Jerry Hughes from the pass rushers in Indianapolis.
Dwight Freeney and Terrence Mathis.
Yeah.
Yep.
Segway, huh? Takes the trash out on the Segway?
Right.
I need to see this.
Me
Why
too.
Hasn't he put video out of this on
Me
social
too.
Media?
Which Bill...
Take out the salami and cream cheese sandwich.
His favorite TV show is The Office. His first piece of sports memorabilia is a son's jacket, because when he arrived from Tonga, it was cold, and they bought the first jacket they found.
Is Starla Tulalay Tongan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct.
Tongan,
his most memorable game is Super Bowl 50. Which Bill? His pet peeve is hearing people chew gum. And his uncle, the fun fact about him, his uncle was awarded the Knight of the Legion of Honor Medal, which is France's highest honor.
Boy. Uncle of France. What was the first one? Chewing gum. That wouldn't give me any clues.
Jordan Poyer.
Micah Hyde.
Bummer.
I was trying to think if Poyer was a... French name
some
or like
French
Poirier.
Relation, yeah,
yeah something right. like that.
Which Bill, his pet peeve is squeaking sneakers.
Oh, he'd hate me. I have squeaking sneakers.
He collects interception balls.
Okay, now I'm going to go Poyer.
Jordan Poyer, also nickname J-Po.
Jordan, I'm going to apologize now. I have squeaky sneakers and it drives me crazy. Anyway, go ahead.
We interrupt this game to announce there's a tweet from Pierre Maguire on TSN 1050. One GM told me there will be offer sheets this year. I don't know if he's bluffing or not. He didn't mention names, but I firmly believe there will be offer sheets, and I believe Mitch Marner is one of the people that gets an offer
sheet.
It's
Pierre Maguire. I don't know why they talk to him every week.
Because he knows...
He's a hockey dude.
He just spews whatever will stick to the wall.
He knows about the offer sheet wars.
He knows GMs.
Back to the game.
No?
The Sabres are tweeting out wallpapers in their golden season. Back to the game. Sorry. Which Bill? There's only two left. The only thing I could find about this guy that was noteworthy. The strangest food he eats is fried bologna sandwiches with mayonnaise and syrup.
Yeah.
Syrup?
It's what it says.
Trent Murphy.
Ed Oliver.
Shaq Lawson.
Quick syrup?
Follow-up question. If I say syrup, it has to be maple, right?
It's not.
What is syrup?
Well, there are other, I mean, there's
hey,
other
do you have any,
flavors of syrup.
Right, but without any context, if I said, make sure you buy some syrup.
Maple.
Maple.
It's your basic syrup.
Maple's the go-to.
Oh, yeah. Sure, right.
Especially around here.
All right. I would think that means he puts maple
but
syrup
you've
on.
Been, you've been to pancake houses where they give you the different jars of syrup. It's
right, but there's chocolate syrup. There's a lot of different
there's
syrups.
Probably raspberry or blueberry flavors.
Simple syrup.
Yeah.
So there's no other context.
Syrup here. Is there's, just in you.
That's what I mean. There's no
it's
other,
maple.
There's no other context
if
here.
If you say syrup.
You say maple.
It's you're it's maple.
Finally.
It's the default syrup.
Which Bill wants to get a private pilot license, collects survival equipment,
oh.
Favorite cereal as a kid, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And favorite artist is Waylon Jennings.
Now that's Trent Murphy.
That is Trent Murphy. This has
I
been another.
Like, I don't know why him with survival gear.
Another rousing installment
a natural
of
fit.
Witch Bill.
Thank you. That was fun. Now, are you going to come up with a special teams version of Witch Bill, or is that maybe it's not going to be as exciting as the others? It's kind of a shorter list. You're going to have to research Corey Bohorquez and Stephen Hauschka and Andre Roberts. And who's the snapper again?
Reed Ferguson.
Right, so it's really only four guys to draw from. I suppose it wouldn't take long.
Sabre Socialists tweeted out a bunch of wallpapers for their 50th anniversary, showing off the color of gold that I think you should expect to be in that uniform when the time comes.
In the white on white on white on white
yes,
on white?
Yes, it's not the Sabres gold. It's more of a Vegas gold.
Okay.
So I think so.
Well, similar to the gold that the Flyers and the Kings had on their jerseys a couple years
for
back.
Their 50th?
Yep, exactly.
It's not Predators honey mustard?
No.
Okay. 803-0550 to join us this morning. 888-550-2550. The NHL draft coming up this weekend. We've got you covered on WGR. Tomorrow night, 7 to 11, Brayton and Joe D will be here anchoring our coverage. Paul Hamilton will be on from Vancouver, site of this year's draft. Saturday, rounds 2 through 7. Our coverage starts at 11 o'clock in the morning. Again, Brayton and Joe anchoring with Paul coming in from Vancouver. Coverage of the draft, and for that matter, NHL free agency, which gets underway shortly. It's all brought to you by Fiegel and Carr, your border attorneys, by Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women, and by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it is the place to buy a case.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I never saw myself as even being a top three, top four pick, and for people to think that I can go one, it means a lot to me. Showing that my hard work is paying off, but I just want to get drafted, period.
That is Zion Williamson. You know you're really good when they never need to mention your last name.
He's a very good candidate to go into the Hall of Names.
Zion.
We still have to open that down at Canal Side. Hall of Names.
Right? That is a fantastic first name.
Yes.
Zion. And he's just a freak of nature. So he, barring a, I don't even know if major shock does it justice, is going to go number one tonight in the NBA draft. 803-0550. We are going to talk about that in a moment. We've been talking, of course, about the Sabres and Rasmus Ristolainen, whether they should trade him and all things hockey, offer sheets, free agents, the draft, all these fun, good things. So you can always join us at 803-0550. I mentioned it earlier. If you missed any of the coverage from the awards ceremony, we've got articles up from Paul. Interesting stuff. Ryan O'Reilly got an award last night. Robin Leonard got an award, made an amazing speech last night at the ceremony. And there was Victor Hedman had some really great things to say about Rasmus Dahlin. So if you want to read any of that stuff, it is all up for you at WGR550.com. Make sure you check it out. And call us, too, as we continue to talk about the Sabres and what Jason Botcher's got to be doing.
You're getting a good look at their gold that they're going to wear.
I just took it. It's a good shade. It's a good shade of gold.
It's Vegas gold.
Yeah, it's fine.
In their third jersey.
Completely okay.
I would expect the third jersey to be white with that color gold.
Okay. I'm down with the color.
Very little blue.
Okay. I'm not necessarily down with that.
But. We're also saying, while it is the draft weekend, we might not get anything on the jersey this weekend. Hmm. It might be closer to the season.
Right.
But the 50th season has begun. The team has launched its a couple of wallpapers. Reinhardt, Dalene, Eichel. Ooh.
So Reinhardt's not getting traded.
Untouchable.
Yeah.
He's part of the social campaign.
If you're on social media, they can't trade you.
Yeah, that's right.
Middlestat's not there.
Where's Risto? Where's Risto?
Is Larson in there?
No.
What about Sobotka on the wallpaper? Now, that would have been funny if they would have put Sobotka on the wallpaper. 803-0550 to join us. Let us go to the Western Hotline. There is a draft before the NHL draft. The NBA draft is tonight. And the number one pick seems pretty easy, and maybe two and three. We're going to be joined right now on our Western Hotline by Kyle Boone, CBSSports.com. I'm going to even throw him a UB question in a moment. Hey, Kyle, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Happy draft day.
Hey, happy draft day. Thanks for having me on, guys.
So, percentage chance Zion Williamson goes number one to New Orleans tonight is what?
Yeah. Zion's going to New Orleans. I would say Ja is going to Memphis and RJ to the Knicks. I think those are mortal locks.
Even though, you know, this is kind of like the Jets. Knicks fans with the NBA draft are kind of like Jets fans with the NFL draft. Even though the Knicks have had a little bit of a history of, huh? RJ Barrett, you're that sold on it.
Yeah, no, I think the Knicks have a little bit of history of that, but I would say more so the Memphis Grizzlies, who are picking ahead of them, have a more rich history of doing that. This is a franchise that picked Hashim Thabeet with a top pick, so I think the Knicks can rest easy tonight, knowing that the third best prospect is exactly where they want him, and so they're going to get a really good player.
So let me ask you this: it sounds a little bit like, you know, we've been talking about the NHL draft, Kyle, and we know who the top two guys are, and then the intrigue begins at three. So for the NBA draft, it sounds like who knows what happens when you get to four.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, because I think the draft pretty significantly drops off at number four. It depends on who you talk to, who the number four prospect in this class is. If someone needs a point guard, I think Darius Garland would be the most logical choice. If the Pelicans keep that pick at number four, I would think either DeAndre Hunter or Jarrett Culver would be the choice. If someone is looking for, you know, kind of a power forward, I would expect that Sekou Doumbouya, the guy from France, could get a look. So, you know, I don't know exactly who's going to be picking at that spot. The Pelicans are actively shopping it, and I think it has a lot of value. So, I think there's a number of players who could be taken number four tonight. It's totally up in the air.
You know, you mentioned the Pelicans. You know, they're at 1-4. We know what they're doing at one. Okay. You've got, I think Atlanta's got three first-round picks, maybe Boston. Well, we see a lot of trades tonight.
I think so. Yeah, I don't even know if we'll see them tonight. It's possible we could see them today. The Hawks have been very active in trying to move up. They have the 8th, 10th, and the 17th pick. The Celtics, I believe, are somewhere right around outside the lottery, 15, 20, and 22, I believe. And they'll probably be active in trying to move up as well. So, yeah, I think the consensus here is that the Hawks are trying to move up potentially as high as number 3. And I don't think the Knicks are going to relay that pick to them. I would expect that they'll hold on to that. So the Pelicans, who seem to be shopping that pick, seem like the logical landing spot for the Hawks. So if the Hawks move up to 4 and give up, you know, let's say 8-10 or 8-17 or 10-17 or some iteration of that, that would not be surprising at all.
You mentioned Ja Morant. I'm not going to lie to you, Kyle. I'm probably one of the many fans out there who didn't know a heck of a lot about this guy until you watched him play in the NCAA tournament for Murray State. So I was going to ask you, you know, who do you think are the best draft stories tonight? Is Morant on that list? If not, who is?
Yeah, I think Morant is, Morant is definitely the best passer in this draft. I don't think there's any question. You watched him in the NCAA tournament. Then you saw him, you know, doing some things that, you know, frankly, you just don't see in college or in the NBA for that matter. He's an ambidextrous passer, which is so unique and so rare, where he's a righty, but he passes lefty and righty, and he can really slingshot it from one court to the other. And he likes to push the pace and transition. He does a lot of things really well, and his athleticism is something that really pops to you as well. He's a guy who dunked over a Marquette 7-footer during an NCAA tournament game. So that doesn't happen very often. He's a freak talent.
He's not a sleeper anymore, or maybe he never was. But what about sleeper stories tonight? Best sleeper stories tonight.
Yeah, I think one that keeps coming to mind. I don't know if he qualifies as a sleeper, but you know, I've talked to some people who think that his draft range is somewhere between 10 and 30. I would expect he'll be drafted on the higher end of that, but it's Kevin Porter Jr. from Southern California. He's a shooting guard. He's 6'6", shot 42% from three last season, and a guy who can create his own shot. Reminds me a little bit of R.J. Barrett, actually, in the way that he can create his own shot. He's very versatile as an offensive player, but there's some concerns, character concerns, and how interested he is in being a great player. How motivated he is. You know, he served a suspension at Southern California, and I think he's going to drop a little bit, but yeah, he's a guy who could go in that late lottery range or even in the teens and end up being a steal.
You know, I mentioned, Kyle, I wanted to ask you about the two guys from Buffalo, C.J. Massenburg, Nick Perkins. They've had a number of tryouts. They've been making the rounds around the country, both guys. Neither is expected to get drafted tonight, right?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think both are probably just outside that second round range.
So the guy, if you don't get drafted, like I know in the NFL draft, if you get through it immediately, you know, you hope your phone rings and you've got an undrafted free agent contract waiting for you from a club. What happens to guys that aren't, what guys like Perkins and Massenburg who've gone through all these tryouts, who went to Portsmouth, but don't get drafted?
Well, I know for sure probably with Massenburg, a guy who's a super scorer, a good shooter. He's a guy who is probably going to sign or at least be eligible for a two-way deal. So teams obviously he has been on the workout circuit. He's a guy who could sign a two-way deal, and what that would mean is he would sign with their G League affiliate of whatever team he signs with, and he'd be eligible to be called up to the big league, so to speak. And we've seen a lot of guys do that, most notably Alonzo Trier, who ended up converting that and getting a massive contract out of it. So that's a possibility. I would expect, you know, with Nick Perkins, he's a guy who could sign a deal and end up being a G League player or end up deciding, you know, hey, I'm going to make more money overseas. I might as well go overseas. So those are both possibilities, I think, for both players.
Summer League too, Rookie League, Summer Leagues, could these guys end up playing in there?
I would think so. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think that there's a lot of, you know, the first and second round picks will play in the summer league, but for not very long. So a lot of players who maybe don't get a chance at being drafted will end up filling a lot of roster spots in the summer league. I think Perkins and Massenburg could be candidates to fill out roster spots there.
You can check out Kyle's draft prospect rankings, mock draft, all of his content at CBSSports.com and at Kyle_Boone on Twitter. Kyle, thank you for giving us a little rundown tonight, and enjoy whatever happens over the couple of rounds.
Yep, cheers. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thank you, Kyle. Have a nice day. Zion Williamson will go first, and Ja Morant second, and likely R.J. Barrett third. And then who knows what happens after that. The fun will start at 4 tonight with the NBA draft. Starts, I think, a little bit after 8 o'clock. Thank you to Kyle Boone joining us on the Western Hotline from CBSSports.com. Extendo Sports coming up in a moment. More hockey talk, of course, at the top of the hour. Instators getting ready to take over at 10 on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right, it's your choice there, Mr. White. You tell me what you'd like to know about the beginning of the end of the Patriots, why the dynasty is about to collapse. Two, the NBA's launching virtual sports betting games. Or three, the cast for Space Jam 2.
Virtual sports betting games. Like I virtually bet, or the game is virtual and I can bet on that?
The game is virtual. You bet.
So it's a computer pro? It's a computer
yes,
game?
Yes, indeed. The NBA last 90... will drop contestants into the final 90 seconds of a simulated matchup between two NBA teams. and will offer wagering propositions on what transpires during the remainder of this fictitious contest.
No thanks.
Apparently they do this. This is big in the UK. They do this with, I think, horse racing. But last year...
Yeah. Okay, I've bet on that. Did you do this? Yeah, so video game horse races.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah,
virtual sports.
There's one in Old Town Vegas, that's a very famous horse track thing. I forget which one it's in, the Golden Nugget maybe, and that can be fun, yeah.
£771 million was bet in the United Kingdom last year on virtual sports. So the NBA is the first major U.S. sports league to enter the virtual sports betting market. So there you go.
All right.
Let's see. Patriots falling apart or Space Jam?
Patriots falling apart.
You got time for both, by the way. I'm just kind of screwing around. So here's the big story. This is from NBC. Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's Boston Sports Journal or NBC Sports Boston. Whatever. It's one of those two. The Patriots are really angry. They've lost their character coach, Jack Easterby. Regarded as a player favorite and a key member of the Patriots organization, latched on with Houston in April as an executive vice president. Apparently, the Patriots are livid. According to Greg Bedard, who wrote the story, the Patriots are most irate. Easterby took himself and intimate knowledge of New England's inner workings to an AFC rival, along with several former Patriots assistants. Quote, Easterby has so much intel on the inner workings and the thought process of the Patriots, their coaches, their players. He's much more valuable than any coach, player, or scout switching teams. Here comes the end of the dynasty.
Okay.
The character coach left for Houston. And finally, Space Jam 2. We're hearing about the cast. Did y'all see Space Jam 1 with Michael Jordan?
I have to confess, I've never seen it all the way through.
It's one of the greatest movies ever made.
I can't believe
I don't know why it didn't win
that,
a whole bunch of movies.
I did not see it.
I'll get you my copy. I'll bring it in. I think we have it on DVD. You probably don't want a VHS tape. The cast of Space Jam 2, starring LeBron James, will include Anthony Davis, Damian Lillard, Klay Thompson, and Chris Paul. Good luck. You know, the first cast was Ewing was okay, Barkley was okay. I don't know to this day why Sean Bradley was in that movie. Larry Johnson was okay. So good luck topping Space Jam 1. Space Jam 1 was a fantastic movie. Danny DeVito was in there as the voice of the bad guy. It was a great, great movie. Hope they bring Lola Bunny back. All right.
Got a joke from Kenan Thompson at the awards last night.
As well for the Tampa Bay Lightning. Shout out to my Tampa folks. That's right, they tied the most wins in a regular season with 62. And then they followed it up by tying the least wins in a playoff with zero.
He was good last night.
I mean, that's what I like about them. Win or lose, they set records.
It was funny. I watched his monologue last night. Like I said, I thought he had some funny moments. I think he took a shot at Vegas, too, and there were a lot of Vegas fans in the crowd. I thought he was good. And I watched the Calder winner and was out after that. So, yeah, not bad by NHL standards, whatever. I thought he was really good.
Draft night in the NBA. Tomorrow's the NHL draft. The guy
I always watch draft night in the NBA. First off, it's only two rounds. But I like watching NBA draft because we've seen a lot of these guys play.
You love big and tall suits.
And I do like to see guys dwarf the commissioner, although it was better with David Stern.
Yeah.
Well, he's a lot smaller than Adam Silver. And there could be a big night of trades. You never know. Plus, the Knicks have the third pick.
Do you think that the NBA and NHL do themselves a disservice by having the draft so close to the end of the season? The NFL draft is months later.
Yeah.
Allows for tons of focus and buildup. Or do you think that these two sports just aren't and couldn't ever be like that?
And the NHL can never be like
never,
that.
I agree with
that. Because nobody knows who these guys are.
And I think the NBA, it's tough also.
It's in the middle. It's between the two.
Yeah, the thing about the NFL has is the biggest rosters by a lot.
And we're watching every Saturday.
Yep. Specialized positions, trades.
The NFL draft, right, lends itself. Watching all that college football lends itself to months of speculation and debate. I mean, we both watch college basketball, but it's just not the same level building up to an NBA draft. Well, for one, we don't have a team here. Maybe if there was an NBA team here, it'd be different. The NHL draft, forget it. You can hold that whenever you want, because how many people are watching, other than Brayton, are watching, CHL games and European games and NCAA games. I mean, Brayton has no life, so you know he watches all this stuff.
2 minute warning.
Not much to do out in the hinterlands. No.
Right. Well, I meant that. Well, I mean, look, the fact you just got Wi-Fi, I think, is really cool. I meant that in glowing terms about you you watching that. But I still watch the NBA draft. I find it interesting. I do. I like seeing where these guys are going, what teams are doing, what trades are going on. I like watching. If you actually do care about the NBA draft and you follow Adrian Wojnarowski on Twitter, spoiler alert, he's going to tweet the picks before they're announced by the commissioner, apparently. So I think I saw that yesterday. I know some people get upset. So when they're on Twitter watching a draft and the pick comes out before they announce it. Stay off your phone if you care about these things.
Okay.
That's about it.
You could also just be on your phone and not watch it.
Yeah, but I like to watch the guys get their caps and hug the commissioner and do their little interviews and everything. And like I said, watching all, you know, trades that come down, you know, guys drafted and his rights are traded like 3 seconds later. I think that's funny. All right, Instigators coming up next.
Last minute of play in the show.
Tomorrow, big day. Day one of the NHL draft. Maybe it'll be a trade today. Maybe there'll be some good rumors going on. Whatever, we'll get you ready for the draft tomorrow morning, so make sure you join us for that. In the meantime, stay dry. Enjoy your day. Instigators coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.